This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
So I am in Atlantic City in a hotel room. I came here to do an appearance right after Watch What Happens Live. Usually Watch What Happens Live is live, and you walk out of there at like 10:30 and or 11 sometimes, and people have been drinking and it's chaotic. And let me explain to you what Watch What Happens Live is like. And I've been doing it since the very, very beginning when Kathy Griffin said she wouldn't do it. She's done Johnny Carson and she would never do Watch What Happens Live. That was the beginning. I remember her saying that to me. And of course, now Oprah's been on Watch What Happens Live. So has every other major celebrity. So has Hillary Clinton. So anyway, I've been doing it since the beginning when Kathy Griffin wouldn't do it. And it used to be, you went into a building and you went up an elevator and you came out and there was like this bank of offices, and a corner office was the head producer who owns the production company. I think they still produce it. And I would sort of sit in there and wait with my group, and it was their personal office. And then you would come and go into this other room, which was like a little cute green room, and get your makeup done and go out to Watch What Happens Live. Now it's just, and I remember they used to do craft service. They have like, used to have a bunch of food they used to order in the beginning, but there wasn't, you know, they would make your own cocktails. They've been doing it right since the beginning, but now it's really, you walk in through, you go in through some other side of the building, which is like the bowels of the building, and coming through the back, and there are all these different people, and they're staged in one area, and there's a step and repeat, and there's a backstage, and there are multiple green rooms, and there's tons of social media, and there are all these different things. And so you're still in like the bowels of the building, and there's still banks of offices, and there's snacks in certain places, but it's like you're moved from one place to another and one dressing room to another, because they might be recording another show earlier, and they used to not record shows, and now they record other shows earlier. So on this day, I came in and was in one like busy big makeup room that I had only seen once before, where multiple people could get their makeup done. And I ran into Teresa, who had been on the show earlier. And that was a fun interaction. And then Andy comes in. He always comes in, which is great as a host. And then you're shuttled to like another room with your whole group, where like your green room is, and you're doing touch-ups and you're waiting to go out. And it's just like a lot of chaos, because there's usually drinking and people in action and social media, and it's just crowded and there's chaos. And so you leave and you're just exhausted. So I went in to Watch What Happens Live on the heels of a conflict with Andy Cohen. I announced Rewives. And on that morning, before it was announced, I texted Andy Cohen and said, it was my birthday. And I said, happy birthday. you'll think is amazing or whatever. So I sent him the clip of Elizabeth Moss on Rewives. And he said, fun, exclamation point. Because of my crazy abusive childhood, that was not normal. I have spidey sense. So see, he said fun. And I said it to Paul and I said it to like a couple of other people and they said, that sounds great. I said, no, that's negative. They were like, what? I'm like, I know it all. Him saying, oh, fun is like, he doesn't know what to say. So he's just saying, oh, fun to say something. So then I said something like, it's not, you know, it's really amazing. It's really interesting. It's different. And it is different because I don't see any other former fired housewives having Elizabeth Moss, Emmy winning, you know, world renowned actresses on their shows. And I said something and he said, I'm just glad to see you embracing the housewives. That told me everything I need to know. That told me, oh, we're going to go on a ride. I didn't know we'd go on the ride. We went on a ride, meaning Andy's shading it a little because he's read everything I've said, but he always acts like he hasn't read anything I've said because so many things have happened, whether it's the MTV award or other things, or my show Money Court gets announced and I don't get a text from him congratulating me. And I'm always like, why did he congratulate me? Because he does seem to read everything. So he did read everything, I guess, that I've ever said. I never knew if he did because he doesn't ever bring it up. So now he's effectively saying you've shaded the housewives, but he didn't say this yet. So everything is just, oh, great. I'm just glad to see you embracing the housewives. Okay. Then we pitched it as a show on Bravo because we thought it would be a great show. Sort of like they had something about the couch. There was a couch show on Bravo. We pitched it there because we think with all the clips, it'd be an amazing show. We didn't know how successful it would be. It was just an idea, but we thought it was pretty good. The production company thought it was pretty amazing. The way that Bravo responded seemed like there was a little bit of sensitivity around my launching Rewives. Like it being a little personal. And in the past, I've had situations where Bravo, it's very personal to them versus only being about the business. So I did write a book called Business is Personal, but Bravo definitely has taken things personally that are business. So then Andy jumps into the housewives pool. And while he's on his show, he says something about that he was surprised. And he says that I've, you know, said negative things about the housewives, which I've said it was toxic because it was for me. And someone recycles what Andy's already said and he doubles down and he says he's shocked because I've trashed the housewives for so long. But he doesn't say any of this to me privately. He says it publicly. So I'm thinking, am I going to respond to this? So the same day that that comes out, the same day we had been turned down for Watch What Happens Live to promote Rewives. So the same day that, and Money Court. So the same day that that article, that all the articles come out about Andy saying he's shocked, Watch What Happens Live's call. And I predicted this. I woke up in the morning. I said, wouldn't it be smart of them to book me? I don't know if they'd have the guts to do it, but to book me on Andy's show right after he's been sort of calling me out publicly, not privately. So they book us on the show. I'm like, here we go. My whole team's like, here we go. I still don't hear from Andy. So now the show comes and I hear that I'm booked with Jeff Lewis. So now I'm booked on the show and I talk to my podcast producer. She's very smart, Amy. And I say to her, he's all over talking about being shocked and it's picked up everywhere. Do I just wait for his show and comment on what I think? She goes, no, why would you give it all to his show? Say it on your show, mention it all. I'm like, wow, this is unique because everybody's used to going on Andy's show and him getting all the scoop on everything. And so I said, oh, okay. So I commented on it. Still nothing privately from Andy. So I'm like, all right, let's let it ride. Let's wait.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
So I go to Andy's show and it's chaotic as always. And I bring my daughter and we get there in the afternoon, thank God, because it's taped and it's going to be on days later. So it's not 11 o'clock at night. I'm not drinking alcohol. I get there. Andy comes in. I see Teresa first. I talk to Andy. All good. We do a TikTok together. Then we're on the show. He comes right out with it. Okay. So we have, you know, beef, or we have a conflict. The only reason it's not real conflict is because we both know the game. Now, Andy and I are friends and we do go on beach walks and we do text, and he has told me things that no one knows. And I know where all the bodies are buried, and he knows exactly how much money I walked out of there getting paid. And he knows I'm not going to tell anyone because we're both grown ass adults in the entertainment industry first. That's what we both are first. We're both protecting our own realm. So I know that while he didn't do it privately, even though we're friends, that he's saving it for his show because he's putting business first. So he says, we had beef, etc. And he said, I said this. He said, I said surprise. I said shocked is what you said. And I said, we haven't discussed this. We've only discussed, this has only been out publicly. You chose to air this publicly, not privately. Like, just like a housewife. He saved it for the show. He did not say it to me. Here's my text. We text about the dumbest thing. You could text me privately, A, that you didn't love that I'm doing it, B, that you're shocked, any of this. So I didn't know any of this until this came out in the public. So then he says, you said it's toxic and you said it's boring. I said, I didn't say it's boring. I said, he said, you said Legacy was boring. I said, I haven't seen Legacy. He said, the announcement. I said, the announcement was boring. We're announcing two shows. We're recycling and putting the same people through the rinse cycle and recycling former and fired housewives over here in a quote unquote Legacy. And we have a new show. Great. We have a new show. That was the idea that I thought was more interesting, but I did think Legacy was boring. Guilty. And I copped. So I'm in between Jeff and Andy. Andy's to my right. Jeff is to my left. So now Jeff comes in. He goes, and what's so different about this Housewives? Because I had said, and what's so different about your podcast? So now shots are fired. Like, there's a little shade. It's like, you know, real subtle, not that subtle, shade and frosting. Oh, really? And what's so different? Ooh, teeing up the ball. What's so different about this podcast? So I've just gone over here and said to Andy, well, you said shocked and it was boring. And also I'm entitled to talk about it. Check that box. Now I'm over here playing tennis. And Jeff is like, so what, and what's different about this? I'm like, well, it's not first and fourth. And I don't even realize that Jeff has a podcast about the Housewives. I've never heard his podcast. So I guess he talks about the Housewives, but he's not even on. Okay. He has nothing to do with the Housewives, but so I didn't know any of this. I didn't even know what I'm about to tell you. So I say to Jeff, he says, and what's different? I said, because I wasn't thinking of him. I said, well, it's not fired, disgruntled, Bravo Housewives talking about the podcast. So he says, I was fired. I didn't even know this. He says, I was fired. And I said, well, that's why you're so bitter. Because he's clearly bitter about something. It doesn't even involve him. But maybe he thinks it involves him because he's a fired employee that's now talking about his former high school, which is what I've said. So maybe now he thinks this involves him when it really doesn't. So He then is like, wait, I was just teeing up your podcast. He's trying to pretend, which later Andy clarified was shade. He's trying to pretend he wasn't shading me. And then he was just wondering what's different about my podcast. And I was like, if you're going to come for me, you're going to get shot. Check that box. Now he's on alert. So anyway, now we're going back and forth. Then they say, why did you unfollow Kyle? And I do unfollow and follow people randomly. Like sometimes someone's posted so many times about something. Maybe it was about Housewives and I wasn't on Housewives at the time. Maybe it was about Erica Jane. I have no idea. I literally don't know, but I am friends with Kyle. I do text Kyle and I am literally friends with people that I don't follow. Andy points out we don't follow each other. Jeff, I am sort of, you know, bullshit friendly with. We don't follow each other. And I follow random makeup artists and weird people like from stores that have reached out to me. I have no method to my madness. Am I following on Instagram? Someone could clean out my house. I do know because I do know that I don't follow Balenciaga, thank God, because other people have been trolled for following them. I have a random system for who I follow and unfollow. But Jeff, what are you coming in for me? Because Jeff was behind making faces. Okay, so all this is to say, for me, none of this was anything. This was just a normal day at the office because I'm used to going in to the Bravo clubhouse with armor on, not even knowing. And I thought to myself, what I didn't say to Jeff Lewis, which I'm mentioning it all with you, this is not spilling tea. This is spilling strong coffee. We're going to spill strong coffee on reruns. No diluted tea. This will be strong coffee spills. So what I didn't say to Jeff Lewis is what's different? It's not former or fired disgruntled housewives / employees. It's also internationally acclaimed actors, comedians, actresses. Elizabeth Moss is not going on, you know, housewives recap shows. So sorry, not sorry. That should be the name of this show. But what was interesting to me after getting unbeknownst to me, sort of quietly ambushed, I come off and my daughter's like, whoa, that was shady. And my assistant's like, whoa. And my assistant, my daughter, and everyone around said, oh, they came for you. It looked like there was a tennis match that you were in the middle and you were just hitting back balls. And my assistant said, the difference is everybody else comes in with a script and you are not, don't have a script and you're just answering in the moment, which happened to me on one reunion. One reunion, you can ask Andy, there was a firing squad on the opposite couch, firing squad. And I took them all one by one. How? God only knows, but I did. So don't come for me unless I send for you. That's a Kenya Moore line because my assistants were everyone in my team. This is what shocked me. I thought, oh, that was fun. Andy and I thought, oh, that was sort of fun. And that was a lot. Everyone on my team said, that guy, Jeff Lewis, is mean. He's not a nice person. He came for you for no reason. Like you didn't do anything to him. I actually brought he and his daughter a gift. I brought him an Italian, simple little nothing, you know, a hand-painted ornament from Italy. I bought them when I was in Italy waiting for Christmas and I've only given out one to Jeff Lewis, to be honest with you. And I gave a cute, like, Squishmo Hello Kitty pineapple to his daughter. I looked up how old is his daughter. Her name is Monroe. And I realized that that would be nice for her. And he came with a firing squad for no reason, with no goal. I'm not on a show with you. I have nothing to do with you. What are you so angry about? What do you care about what I'm doing? He looked at me like I had just vomited on him. He had something going on. So it was a bit of an ambush. I totally held my own. But it's another thing my assistant Taylor said that was interesting. She said, you often say how we represent you, meaning when we're out and about, meaning my staff, you want us to just like not be have our heads in our phones all the time and be nice to people and be kind. And same goes for me, Bethany. Sometimes I'm looking at something, I'm stressed about something, I'm not looking up, I'm not saying hello to somebody I've passed in a lobby. And it all matters because that's their one interaction with me. And they experienced it as rude, even if I was in my head or I wasn't rude. And so they, and I realized that that person will tell everyone they know that I was rude. And my assistant said, he's that person now. Everyone we were with thinks he is so nasty and mean and came for you for no reason. They were like, what did you do to him? And I frankly don't know. So that's the strong coffee about what happened at Watch What Happens Live. And I'm not saving it for Andy's show. I'm giving it to you here on my show and not just coming in for the low hanging fruit, clickbait and trashing people. I'm giving you context and telling you a story. This is my experience at Watch What Happens Live. Paul said to me, Jeff came for you. Then he quickly became your friendly sidekick. The whole point is what my assistant said about how people will perceive you. The other thing is what's crazy is how desensitized I have been. Here's the moral of the story. It is a toxic environment because I did not even realize that people were coming for me for no reason. Like, I didn't do anything. I mean, it felt like, you know, Andy, well, it was business as usual, but I'm sitting with a person who came for me for no reason whatsoever. I literally was just sitting down on a talk show and the other guest was trying to gotcha me the whole time. He was just angry. He didn't want to play the game Andy set up for him. And it felt toxic, and I felt justified. I'm going to listen to these bitter, angry people about what I shouldn't do in a podcast. Why do you care about what podcast I'm doing?
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.